everyone, welcome back to Staccato. It has been a while. I don't even know the last time we recorded an
Yeah, we
episode.
took a little
Right
hiatus.
after Argentina, early
True.
July. So it's been, I think, 2 months probably, and not good news, but this is our last episode. That's why we're getting on here to record, but we'll just, catch you up on what we've been up to since we last recorded, and then why we're calling it quits after 4 years and or almost five. January would have been 5 years.
Right. Just a little bit of closure, but everything's been going great. There's no big drama. There's no tea
Yeah.
as to why we're ending it. But, you know, we're both moving on and life's busy and we've been doing this. It was like kind of a college thing, I felt like, because we
Yeah,
obviously started it when we were in college and you have so much going on, lots to talk about. And now, post grad life, things have just shifted a little bit. But it's been great. And then, as for the last couple months, busy but good. So, if you were back from Argentina, that means, oh, Tuba City was the last one we did because my Wi-Fi was really bad. I think that's when we took our big break, maybe a couple episodes after that. And so my rotation went well. I got to see a lot of OB-GYN stuff, and I'm still on that track. I still am very interested in women's health, and that's what I'm thinking I'm going to do residency in right now. And then only a couple more months left of classroom training. It's zooming into your eyes. Only a couple more months left of classroom training. And then I get a month off, not really off, but it's called dedicated time where I study for the national step exam that we have, and then 2 years of rotations. So I am definitely making the most of the time I have right now, because right now at least my schedule is flexible. Like, I can wake up whenever I want. I can watch the recorded lectures. All my friends have the exact same schedule as me, so it's easy to plan stuff. But this is all going to change very soon. So I'm just enjoying these last couple months while I have them.
Because after your blocks are done, it's just step and then rotations, right?
Exactly. Yep. And so I just finished my life cycles block. And that one was my favorite, which is very fitting. And that's also a good sign that I'm moving in the right direction. And I got my highest scores this block, which was also very nice to see. And then the last one we have is infections and immunology. And this one's a longer one. This one's going to take us all the way into December. And then we'll get that month off for dedicated. But yeah, one last block left. And then
Very
everything
nice.
changes.
Yeah. Did we record an episode after my visit to Tuba City?
I don't think so. I don't think we
So
talked about that.
we haven't even talked about that, but I went up and visited Avantika and we did a little girls' weekend and went to Antelope Canyon and Horseshoe Bend and Page, none of which either of us had ever done before, I think. We even went into Utah. We went up to
True.
Glen Canyon Lake, which is just across the border with Utah. And it was really nice. It was a great time. I had a really fun time and it's beautiful. I think that's like the best part of Arizona up there. So,
Totally. And Tuba City was only like 45 minutes to an hour away from all those sites and places. And so it was a nice little day trip. And the weather also cooperated for us because in the middle of summer, it's a hit or miss. But we had a nice overcast day, which I think made things infinitely better. It would have been pretty brutal if not. And then we had some good food. We had into like some Grand Canyon Grill, something like that. Had a
Yeah, went
nice
to like
burger.
Grand Canyon Brewing or something. Like it was a brewery. And so we had beer and burgers.
Yep, very classic. And then we had a little Marg night at home and watched Bachelor in Paradise.
Well,
And then
tried to.
tried, right. Yeah, the Wi-Fi there was not cooperating with us, as we have talked about. But we got a little bit of a start on it. And then Acacia didn't watch any more episodes until just recently, where she binged all of them and caught up.
Exactly. I watched literally all of them in like a week. And then Avantika and I saw each other 2 days ago. 2 days ago and watched the reunion at her house and then did a little shopping at TJ Maxx. I didn't end up finding anything. Did you have a more successful trip? Did you end up finding stuff to buy? Or are you still left empty handed?
Not empty handed, but only one top. So it wasn't anything crazy. But it's a nice little going out top that I'm sure is going to come out at some point.
So after Tuba City, because that was in what, late
July.
July? That was because it was after my birthday.
Yeah, so I went there June 22nd and I
Yeah.
wasn't done until August 4th. So the entire month of July I was
Yeah,
there.
so it was middle of July because then end of the last week of July I went to Ecuador and visited my host family and then also a girl that was in my master's cohort and we had a great time. It was a fantastic trip. Besides some travel issues on the way there, missed a flight because of the cleaning crew being delayed in Houston. And then I ended up missing my connection because I had a really short connection. And then they put me on an additional flight, but I got to fly business class. And then I like spent the night in like the MasterCard lounge in Quito. And but it all ended up working out. That was the only like real drama. So it ended up being okay, but it was a really good trip. And then I went to LA for my visa and spent the weekend with Kennedy, and that was really fun. And then other than that, I've just been spending a bunch of time with friends and family because I'm headed to France on Monday. We're recording this on Friday, so
Yeah.
literally in like 3 days.
Which is crazy. And then she's going to be there. She's coming back for December, but
Yeah.
like a little Christmas break. But she'll be there for almost a year, which is quite a while.
Well, 8 months. Eight
We can
months. The
round
school
up.
year. The school year. Yeah, because I'll be back May 10th. So for grad, because my sister's graduating. So I'm gonna be back for ASU graduation.
Very good.
But yeah, crazy. That's another reason why we're wrapping up the podcast. Just the time zone thing can be very difficult.
Not
We've
that we
toughed it
haven't done
out.
it before, right?
Yeah,
We've
we've toughed
definitely
it out
gone through that
many
multiple
times,
times,
but just
right?
to make it easier, and especially since I'll be did there be the time zone, me working, Avantika when she starts rotations, that'll just be really hard because that'll be like her whole life. And yeah, it
Right.
just kind of felt like a natural closing point, I think. And I feel like we've, talked about so much stuff and it's time. It's
Right.
time. We
And
agreed.
it's going to be such a nice time capsule moment to look back on it too, because it's like
Yeah.
4 years where you're the busiest and so much is changing, and every couple of years something new is happening.
Yeah.
Now, once we start real life, it's like this is our life for the rest of our life, basically. This is what we're going
Yeah.
to do for decades and decades.
Yeah.
But college is always fun and
Yeah.
new. And so it's nice
Yeah.
that we have memories and like a way to look back on that.
Yeah. I was reflecting back on it today, just that like college was like a really good time. Like I don't miss the assignments and I mean, I liked the school part actually, just not like the assignments and tests and stuff, but it was a very enjoyable experience and so many good memories. I think college is a really, fun time of life, and a fun thing to look back on. So,
I was also reminiscing because I was visiting Anushka at ASU these past 2 days since we had a couple days off. And I was like staying with her in her dorm, eating at the dining halls. Like it felt like I was back in college for those last 2 days. And I was feeling the same things of like, it was nice. Like we had a good time. It was busy for sure. And especially during band season, that was a whole different thing. But having like, I don't know, your friends so close. That's the only time in your life that you're living next to people that are like just like you too. Not
And
that
you
I
never
lived on
even did
campus.
that.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I
I was like,
did,
you
but
didn't
I
even
felt
do
like I
that.
got it between sleeping with Acacia and sleeping with Anushka those last 2 years. I was on campus more than half the time.
Yeah.
So good times for sure.
Yeah. What else have you been up to since Tuba City? Fill the people in.
Yeah, I mean, just school started because literally I got done on Friday from Tuba City, and then Monday is when school started. And so we've only done one block so far, which is the life cycles block, which had a midterm and a final. And the labs, like the patient labs we had for this one, were definitely more hands-on than we've had in the past, just because like the procedures are a little bit more invasive. So it was interesting to learn about like pelvic exams and scrotal exams and rectal exams, stuff that you don't hear about too often. And yeah, like I said, my friends and I are trying to make the most of the time we have now. Dancing with the Stars just premiered a couple days ago. And so we had big whole plans to have a watching party and everyone's going to watch it together. Then we got together, found out no one had Disney Plus. And then there was a friend's dad who had Disney Plus, but he's a pilot. So she called her dad and she was like, "Hey, can we use the account?" And he was like, "Oh my gosh, my flight is grounded for this right now." And so we ended up getting the Disney Plus account, and I'm pretty sure his flight left on time, I hope. But then after all that, we were in the wrong time zone or something, so we didn't even watch it all together. However, I did watch it a couple days ago, and it's incredible. It's going to be a good competitive season. They have lots of athletes on there, lots of people with past dance experience, like some of the Mormon wives.
Yeah.
Whitney grew up ballroom dancing, and so that'll be interesting to watch. But yeah, that's been the big things. You know, when
Yeah.
school starts, there's not much time for anything else.
I
Oh,
also went
my.
down to Tucson. I did do a trip down to
You did.
Tucson and stayed
Yeah.
with Tyler's family. And it was actually, was it Labor Day weekend?
Yes.
It was
No.
around Labor Day weekend. It was like maybe the weekend before Labor Day weekend. Anyway, Avante and I
Yeah.
also saw each other then. And just had little, just chatted, caught up.
Yeah.
Avantika's on Hinge. That's a big
That is a
update.
big
You
update.
guys are never
Yeah.
gonna know the
Hey, even
result.
I don't know. So at
Yeah,
least we're on the same page
no
right
one's gonna
now.
know the result, but
No.
when I visited her in Tuba City, I finally got her to make one. And so the Hinge adventures have been, it's been a Hinge summer for
That's
sure.
right. Yeah. Lots of fun dates. I guess those are good updates to talk about too. But because I've
Yeah.
been in Tucson like only a little more than a year at this point, I haven't done much exploring. Like I know where the library is, I know campus, the grocery store, and my house. And so it's a nice way to like get out, go to dinner places, go to cute spots. I've done trivia, lots of dinners, ice
Coffees.
cream. Yeah. And so I've been seeing other areas of Tucson. I'm sure once the weather gets better too, we can start doing outdoor activities. That would be
Yeah.
fun. Apparently, there's a zoo there. I've never been to that zoo, but we'll see what animals reside in Tucson.
Yeah.
But yeah,
Lots of good
nothing.
nature stuff around, hikes and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. By the end of the month, I'm sure it's going to start cooling down. Already seeing the Halloween decorations everywhere.
Oh,
We're
yeah.
mid-September right now. But yeah.
I babysat yesterday for the lady who babysat us when we were little. She has
Wow.
a little boy who's 3, and I babysat, and her house is already all decorated for Halloween, and he was wearing like a pumpkin shirt and everything. It was also my first
You're
time
cute.
babysitting a boy, so that was a fun
Oh.
experience. He's was very hyper, as 3-year-olds are, so he was
Right.
running around, ripping up paper and screaming, being a toddler. But it
What
was
a full
fun. We
circle moment, though, that his
yeah,
mom babysat you. That's crazy.
exactly. And paying it forward as well, paying her back for, she watched us from when I was in 5th grade until freshman year of high school. Was like she stopped like fall semester, so it was like 4 years. But like, I think if I was 5th grade, I was what, like 11, 10, 11, which means Sophia was 7. So still, like, we none of us were that young, but
You are definitely the oldest, but you got
yeah.
your little sisters. Yeah. I don't know if there's any other crazy updates.
Yeah, it's been kind of a boring summer for me, honestly. I've just been, super
Yeah.
unemployed. I mean,
You
I
got to
say
make the
boring, but I went to Argentina, I went to LA, I went to Ecuador. But like for me, in terms of like not having something to do day to day, like an internship or something. So I've watched a lot of TV. I haven't read as much as I wanted to. I haven't done as much prep for France as I probably wanted to, but I'm gonna have so much time when I get there because I'm only working 12 hours a week. I guess I know who my roommate is. It's a girl from Philadelphia. So I'm living with, or not Philadelphia, but Pennsylvania. She's from Harrisburg. But I'm gonna be living with another American, which should be good. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the whole experience. So, yeah.
Yeah. And then the majority of my summer was just Tuba City, which I got to do a lot of deliveries. That was the highlight of the summer. And I made a little log of all the babies that I got to deliver. And then the moms there were so sweet. They would get us gifts afterwards. And so that's what made, like, that was the highlight. And then lots of lowlights too, but that's just the name of the game. And
Yeah.
especially when you're like in the OR room and having to study and getting asked questions. It's what we signed
Yeah.
up for, but it gets stressful. And especially because I hadn't learned any of the content before going to Tuba
Because it was
City.
your life cycles block, right?
Exactly. But that's why it made it easier to study my life cycles block because I had already seen everything in the
Yeah.
hospital,
Yeah.
which was nice. But yeah, that's why I'm a little more nervous for starting rotations in third year too, because I got a sneak peek of it, and which should hypothetically put me a little step above because it won't be
Yeah.
my first one technically. But now I know like the stress and the routine and the busy days and the long
Yeah.
days. And so I know I
When are
have
you
that going forward
finishing
too.
your rural requirement, by the way? Because you still have like what, 3 weeks left, 4 weeks left?
I think a little more than that. So everyone has to do 10 weeks and I have to do 10 more weeks on top of that, something like that.
So you
And
do
so I
20
did,
total?
yeah, I'd have to double check that. But it, I get the majority of my requirements through the actual thing. And then I did one summer between first and second year. And then I have to do one extra rural rotation sometime in my fourth year. And then I
Okay.
think that should get me all my requirements. But
Gotcha.
yeah, another thing about med school is they only tell you things like the year before you need to know it. So I barely know what fourth year looks like. All I know is there's going to be away rotations, rural rotations, applying for residency, but the scheduling and the logistics of all of it is still
So
in the
everybody
future.
has to do rural.
Yes, yeah. Everyone has a little requirement, but because I'm doing the program, I have a couple extra more weeks compared to everyone else. Which I think is great. Like everyone should be able to practice rural medicine and give back to their communities, especially here in Arizona. We have so many communities that
Yeah.
need extra support. So it's nice that they send students out.
Yeah.
And then everyone gets lots of experiences.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about leaving for France? Are you ready or wish you had a couple more weeks?
No, I'm definitely ready. I think I've been ready. I think I've been ready. I'm
Yeah.
not necessarily wishing away the time because it's hypothetically my last like free summer ever. Probably not. I manifested for myself that I'll have another chill summer sometime in the future, but I think it's been hard being in the transitional phase where everybody else is doing something. You were in Tuba City and then you had school start. Tyler's working, everybody else is working or going to school. So it's been hard just feeling like a bum because I'm a very like I like to be active and doing things.
Yeah. God forbid
So
someone gets free time.
I know. And so
Knowing us, yeah.
I've been keeping myself busy with social appointments and stuff, but yeah, I think I'm definitely mentally prepared. I'm mostly packed. So it's gonna be just doing laundry this weekend and packing that up and then
There you
heading
go.
out there.
What are you most excited for, or what's something that you've missed the most from the last time you were there?
I've missed the cheap wine.
Yeah.
I've missed the cheap wine. I've missed speaking French all the time. I've missed ease of travel and how cheap travel is. And yeah, I'm just like my day one plan after I drop stuff at my apartment is to go get a baguette, walk around town, eat my baguette, and then sit down at a cafe and have a 5 euro glass of wine and people
Hell yeah.
watch.
I love that.
So I'm very, very, very excited for all of that. I already have my fall break trip planned. I'm taking the train down from Strasbourg to Rome, 12 days, nine cities. So,
Crazy.
very much looking for that. Going through Switzerland on my way down as well. So, I love Switzerland. Have not been since the Europe trip in 2019. So, 6 years. So, very excited to go back to Switzerland. And it's all new cities too, nowhere I've been before. So, very excited to discover all of that and might be meeting up with some friends along the way. So,
Yeah, I was gonna say it's solo for the majority, except you might see some people in some cities.
yes. So
Okay.
Rome, I'm supposed to be staying with my friends that I met in Morocco, actually. So
Wow.
my roommates, my tent mates in Morocco were Italian and they lived in Rome. So
Nice.
hopefully staying with them. And then I have an Ecuadorian friend who's moving to Milan. He might come join me for the northern Italy portions. And then I'm basically telling all of my friends in Europe, if you want to join me at any
Yeah.
point, let me know.
Right? Wherever I'm
So
closest, the train can pick you up and you can join on the
exactly.
adventures.
Exactly. So we shall see.
Yeah, lots of fun times coming for sure though.
Yeah.
And then you don't have anything planned in December, just coming back and
Yep,
spending
just
time
coming
with
home.
family. Yeah.
Yep. Laurel, my sister, is coming a week before I come home, and then we're flying home together.
Oh, that'll be
So that'll
nice.
be fun. She's never been to France, and she's only traveled by herself internationally once, and that was this summer to visit her friend who is studying abroad in the Netherlands. So she, I feel like she's very comfortable with like the Europe thing now. So yeah, looking forward to showing her Paris and doing all that stuff together. That should be a good time. And then my dad's coming out in February. So those are my two main big visits, but I've been letting everyone know that they are welcome to come visit because I either have a guest room or a pullout couch in the living room. I think I definitely have a pullout couch. I'm not sure if I have an extra room, but yeah. So I've been telling everyone they want to come visit, including Ivanka if she wants a
I
break.
know. We'll
So
see where it fits into the schedule, but that will
yeah.
definitely be fun. I can't believe it took us this long to go on our bestie road trip, which
I
we just did
know.
this past summer. And so now that we've ticked that off the list, maybe the next one is get on a plane and go somewhere.
Yes,
So we'll see when that happens.
yeah, I'm so happy because on my home screen, like my lock screen on my phone is my like bucket list, kind of like my manifestations, and on there I have girls trip. And so we achieved that because we did,
We
and
made it happen.
I'm doing pretty well. On my vision board I have travel, I have master's degree, like go on dates, I have a picture of Paris on there, I have read more books, I have girls trip, and then I have Brazil and Ecuador. Didn't make it to Brazil, and I'm not going to make it to Brazil before the end of the year. But you know, I think 5 out of 6 is really good. So I'm
Totally.
happy about that.
We're not even at the very end of the year yet. Still a couple more months
Yeah.
left for you to get that book
Yeah.
number up. Lots of travel in
Exactly.
your future. That's a good time to read some
Yes.
books.
Yes. For sure.
Well, I think that takes us almost to 30 minutes. I don't have anything more crazy to say, but just a big
Yeah.
thank you to all our listeners. 4.5 years is a long amount of time. Thanks for everyone who
Yeah.
stuck with us from the beginning, who joined along the way. It's
Yes.
been fun sharing our stories and sharing our lives, and definitely getting the interaction made it better.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you to all listeners, all the guests that we've had over the years, which, you know, most of our guests were listeners. So we appreciate you so much and sticking around. And we're not deleting anything. It's going to stay up on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and everything forever, unless something happens in the future, but we plan to keep it up. So yeah, this always you can go back and listen. And yeah, maybe we inspired some people to start podcasts. It's a great venture. So yeah, it was a big part, I think, of our college lives and memories. So yeah.
Totally. And then the biggest thank you goes to Acacia, my co-host, the one who edited all the podcasts every week and who helped spark this whole thing. So it's been so fun recording this with you, and I love you.
Thank you. I love you too. And thank you for being the best co-host and helping bring guests, especially this past year.
Of course. Well, I think that ends it for us. Thanks, everyone. And for one last time, thanks for tuning in.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Staccato. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, be sure to leave us some stars and a review telling us what you think.